verse 5. But if any have caused grief, he hath not grieved me, but in part, that I may not overcharge you all. He says, sufficient to such a man is this punishment which was inflicted of many. So that contrariwise ye ought rather to forgive him and comfort him, lest perhaps such a one should be swallowed up with overmuch sorrow. Now, let me remind you of what Paul is speaking. You remember back in the first epistle, Paul rebuked them because they were permitting gross immorality, in fact, incest, in the congregation. And they were shutting their eyes to it, and yet they were running around talking about talking in tongues. Paul says, you get this matter straightened out. Well, I tell you, Paul read the riot act to them. He told them when he came there, they'd do something about it. Well, they did something about it. That is, they put this man out. They excommunicated him, and that's what they should have done. But this man then saw his sin. He confessed it. Came under great conviction. Now, you see, what Paul is saying here is, he says, what you do is to receive him now. You see, if the devil can't push us one way, he pushes us the other way. One way is to shut your eyes to immorality. The other is, when a person confesses their sin and turns from it, to be hard-nosed about it and not to accept that. And Paul says, wait a minute. This man's confessed his sin. And he says, actually, what will happen, he'll be swallowed up over much sorrow if you don't receive him. He'll be overwhelmed, not only because of his sin, but because you won't receive him. So now put your arm about it. Ye that are brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye that are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of meekness, lest you also be tempted. Because what he did, you could do, you see. So the man now is to be brought back in to fellowship. Well, what happened? Wherefore I beseech you that you would confirm your love toward him. For to this end also did I write, that I might know the proof of you, whether ye be obedient in all things. To whom ye forgive anything, I forgive also. For if I forgave anything, to whom I forgave it, for your sakes forgave I it in the person of Christ. Now he says here, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. And I wonder today if we are ignorant of his devices. Now in the first letter, will you notice, he told them that they must not tolerate evil. They must put it away. Now in this second epistle, Paul says the man's repented. The man has come and acknowledged his sin. Now, you are to forgive him. You see, the devil sometimes, you know, gets us to shut our eyes to gross immorality. Wish I had time to tell you about how that is today. I know one preacher that has had woman trouble in three different churches, and every church he went to knew his record, but they took him. Why? Shutting their eyes to gross immorality, and they've hurt the cause of Christ when they did that. But wait a minute. Suppose he had repented, really. Turned from his sin, which he did not. Then what should they do? Forgive him. Now, the opposite of that is, there are a lot of old stiff-backed fundamentalists today. They won't forgive anything. My friend, that can be the work of the devil, as well as shutting your eyes to immorality, is not to forgive the one. And that's where Satan gets advantage of a great many Christians. They're so unforgiving. May I tell you, there are two things you don't hear much today in our conservative churches. You don't hear people asking for forgiveness or saying they're wrong, and you don't hear many people forgiving folk. They have an unforgiving spirit. My, this is important for us to see. Now he says, furthermore, when I came to Troas to preach Christ's gospel, and a door was opened unto me of the Lord. What'd Paul do? He stayed there and preached the gospel, because that was the will of God for him. You see, Paul, instead of being fickle, he was faithful. He was faithful to God. And when he was faithful to God, when the door was open in Troas, in the city of Troy, he stayed there and preached the gospel unto them. But may I say to you, he says here, verse 13, I had no rest in my spirit because I found not Titus my brother, But taking my leave of them, I went from thence unto Macedonia. Paul says, even when I was preaching the gospel, I was grieved in heart because Titus hadn't come to bring me word concerning you people in the city of Corinth. Now Paul makes it very clear to them here that he was in God's will when he went to Troas and didn't come on to them at all, but he was waiting for Titus to come, and Titus didn't come. He went over to Philippi in Macedonia. Titus came and brought word at that time from the Corinthians that they had dealt with this and that the man had now repented, turned from his sin. That was the way it was to be dealt with.